I speak to you in God's holy name. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today's Gospel highlights and showcases the only time in Mark's Gospel, and basically the only time in the Scripture, where we see Jesus angry. He was really angry. And it's the only time you have the phrase used, Jesus was angry. We often think of him turning over the tables in the synagogue, and we have that reading in the time before Easter. But here is Jesus angry. And what is he angry about? He's angry about that humans and their needs are being put secondary to the real needs of real people. That somehow rules become more paramount than looking after people. That rules were blocking how human beings are to reach out to one another in love. And how they are to care for each other because there are some rules in place. Put there for some other reason, but applied in an unjust way. For Jesus' love is based in a sense of justice. A sense of God's love for all God's people. And in fact, God's love for all of God's creation. That is the foundation, should be of law, and is certainly the foundation of who we are to be as people of following Jesus Christ. That is a rule, if you want a rule. The rule is the rule of love, of caring and forgiveness. In Paul's reading today, Paul writing to the people of Corinth, he is talking about we must be reasonable. We must bring light to come and speak to darkness. And that the light and the love of light that we carry with us is fragile. He talks about it being in clay jars, a light in a clay jar. And that what that means is it's fragile. That we are to carry our love as human beings following Jesus Christ, our Savior, but we must always be aware we must fight for that and not take it for granted. Because the light of love is a fragile thing. It must not be thrown away, but must be worked at and restored continually. That it is precious. And that we are called through our baptism to be the carriers of light, the carriers of love, the carriers of love and restoration. As we heard before service about the play that we had recently, that we did it because we care for each other. We really work at being heaven on earth. We really work at loving each other. And when we have disputes, and they do happen, then we try to work them out in a way that is effective and restorative. And that's what we are called to do. But we are living in a society that seems to be wanting to do that less and less. When I was away last week, and I appreciate the fact that Art was here and he had his measuring stick and you all enjoyed him, and he is a real comic, Art Turnbull. He's a great guy. He and I followed each other over the years from seminary onwards. We've known each other for a long time. But when I was away, I was in a parish, another All Saints in Vernon. And they were talking about the struggles they were having with each other. And how some people didn't talk to each other. And I was thinking to myself, first of all, thank God I'm not in that kind of a situation. But also, it was sad because people were suffering. And they wanted my opinion. And I thought, oh, I'm just here for coffee. I don't even have my collar on. But somebody said, oh, he's a clergyman. Somebody knew me from somewhere. And I said, well, you have to listen. God gives us two ears and one mouth. So listen twice as hard as you talk. And listen longer before you say anything. And it was just grieved me because a lovely place, but they had their issues. It's over a building, believe it or not. And I won't go into the detail, but it's a leaky condo church hall. Which can be tough. The building's only 20 years old. But what I thought about was that it's important that we put human values first. And the human value is to respect one another. We can respect diversity, but we love the person. Not everybody agrees with everything I think or say. And I wouldn't want that. It would be so boring. And we don't do that with each other. But we still respect and love each other. And care and want the best for each other, always. And that is the call that Jesus wanted and was feeling angry about what was going on in his own experience. Here was a person who had a withered hand. His disciples were hungry. And the religious leaders were saying, oh, you shouldn't cook, you shouldn't do anything on a Sunday. And their rules are really tight. I was telling them in the Bible study this morning, I have a stove that if I push the Sabbath button on it, it will not work on Saturdays. Tough. It's not set for Christians. But, you know, it can get over the top. It will keep food warm. You can put food in and be like a warming oven. But on the Sabbath day, it won't work as a normal stove. You can push the button. I tried it once and I had to reset it. But you can push the button to turn on a hot plate. Won't work. It won't work until you take it out of Sabbath mode. So you can get carried away with rules. Some rules are important. We don't want to drive on the wrong side of the road. For sure. But you can get carried away. So the message that I want us to remember today is that we are called to be the people and community of love. And there are going to be people that right now the General Synod Steering Committee is meeting. And they're going through a discussion about what are the rules going to be for the church. And that church has to have some rules. It has to do that. Because it has to apply reason to who we are today. But the rules are changing. And you're going to be hearing in the months to come, the church is going to normalize that and respect that people who are wanting to have a same-sex relationship can have that relationship recognized in the church across Canada. We already do it here. We haven't fallen apart. It was tough, but we haven't fallen apart. And it's going to come to the rest of the country, but it's going to be decided on next year in Vancouver at the General Synod. You're going to be hearing more about it. But remember the guiding principle, and people may talk to you about it. The guiding principle is the principle of Jesus. And that principle is love. And the principle is we put humans first. And their needs ahead of what might seem to be a nice pious thought. And remember that when we're talking with one another and when we're talking with the world at large, we are called to love. And that is the action of God alive in our world. For we are called to bring the light of love every day. And I pray today that as we receive the sacrament, that light of love which resides within us may be rekindled, refueled, and burn ever more brightly. May God bless us all. Amen.